This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just about 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. We're joined now by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for the Market Wrap. And today we're looking at a report on how innovation created to improve marketing and sports performances. It's now being used in the fight against COVID-19. So no surprise where it's coming from. A joint company in Japan has developed a people counting sensor technology for retail stores to check customers' temperatures and if they're wearing a face mask. Sabrina, tell us more.
So this technology was originally developed for marketing purposes, including to track shoppers' movements and also, you know, to analyze data to improve sales and customer satisfaction. After the pandemic happened, the company Hitachi LG Data paired the sensor with a heat detection app that takes customers' temperatures, and it has a facial detection system that can check if you're wearing a mask. And to reduce infection risks, the sensor even estimates wait times at cash registers. It can also, you know, determine if a customer has stopped by a specific area like a hand sanitizer station. So Hitachi LG Data told Reuters that the technology is now being used in various places for unmanned stores, which have increased in number since the pandemic. So this technology is quite useful, you know, for retailers to provide a safe environment for customers and also give, you know, some sort of peace of mind to the in-store experience.
Wow, I feel like I'm hearing something out of like Minority Report or something. But, you know, this also goes to show that the pandemic has highlighted the critical role of sensor technology. And in this case, it can be life-saving, right? Reuters has also reported that a Japanese company is looking to market a wearable heart sensor for COVID-19 patients.
Yes. So the company called Union Tool has developed a wearable heart sensor that can remotely monitor a person's heart rate and temperature as well. It is currently used for health management, including collecting biometric data for sports and exercise. So Union Tool is now planning to use the sensor technology in clothing to monitor COVID patients' health condition in real time. It's really impressive, you know, how these companies develop various technologies that can meet new needs during the pandemic. You know, there have been reports about how Japan has been leveraging on technology to cope with the crisis. Just last month, a startup installed high-tech hand-washing stations in the Ginza shopping district, and the machines don't actually use fresh water. Instead, they recycle the water through a three-stage process. They also have a device that, you know, cleans smartphones through 30 seconds of ultraviolet light exposure while users are washing their hands. The startup is called WaterCop, and it hopes that the machines will revolutionize access to clean water and better hygiene. In a way, you know, these companies and startups are helping the people adjust to the new normal while staying safe.
I have a very superficial comment, which is that I miss Japan.
I know, and you know, you were right when you said that nowhere else but Japan will you hear these things and go, yep, that makes sense.
It's just really impressive. Sabrina, thank you so much for that Market Wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.